I cover the courts, and I've been following the career of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson.
That's Anne Marimo, who covers legal affairs for The Post. She spoke to politics producer Sharla Freeland about Jackson's personal history and what she would bring to the court.
Yeah, so I've been following her on the district court, but because she was a candidate for the D.C. Circuit before the Senate just a year ago, there is a huge amount of information that was turned over to the Senate. So over 1,000 pages of speeches and articles and appearances. So that's really a helpful place to start. And she's often called on by Black student law associations to talk about her path. And so we really started with her words.
Let's start at the beginning of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's life. Where did she grow up? Where is she from?
Yeah, so she says in many speeches, she's a child of the 70s. She was born in D.C. in 1970, and then her parents moved the family to South Florida so that her dad could go to law school. And as a young child, she talks about having her coloring books at the dining room table while her dad was studying for law school.
How influential was that move from Washington, D.C. to Florida?
She calls herself a Miami girl, and that's where she grew up, going to junior high and high school, and she's still very much in touch with all of those friends. She was the class president, elected 3 times, and still organizes the reunions, very much a child of Florida and the Miami suburbs.
She was definitely a bright star in high school. Was law always the plan, or did she have a different career path in mind?
Yes. If you look at her high school yearbook, she was, again, the class president and really a debate champion and part of what they called the Hall of Fame. And in it, it says that she hopes to have a career in law and a judicial appointment. So she was very focused and, again, says that seeing her dad studying for law school was really influential on her.
So she was really good at manifesting. I could probably take a few cues from her.
All of us. Yes. Very goal-oriented.
You mentioned that she refers to herself as the child of the 70s. Her parents were civil rights activists, and they expected her to be part of that movement as well. How prominent were her parents in the civil rights movement, and what did she learn from them?
Well, her parents experienced segregation in South Florida and attended historically Black colleges and universities and came to D.C. Because of opportunities there. And they started their careers as public school teachers, both of them. And they really expected their daughter to kind of reap the benefits of the civil rights movement and made sure she knew from a very young age that her path was clear if she just worked hard and was disciplined and that any opportunity was available to her.